If you're going to nuke your relationship, this is the way to do it.
Well, hang on a minute. How long were these people married?
9 years.
Okay.
Right. So they made it just, actually, no, I think it wasn't even that long. I could be wrong. I might be remembering that incorrectly. 9 months of marriage. Well, here we go.
There's a picture of her when she was obviously younger and hotter.
Yep.
She was probably 23. And then this one here, she has hit the wall. You see the lines in her neck.
Yeah, maybe they were together for a long time. Who knows?
I don't know.
But obviously, we know what happened and why she suggested an open marriage to her husband to spice up their sex life after only 9 months of marriage. And then he falls for his lover, and I was heartbroken.
All right, so I was reading this article earlier.
Did it to yourself.
And you were saying they were married, what, 9 months, right?
Mm-hmm. 9 months.
Evidently, this woman has broken her oxytocin dispenser, and you can tell because of the poisonous tree frog hair.
Yep. She is 39, so she is officially past the wall. She got a dude to write a check against it, and then once she had him locked in, she thought, well, I can go and cheat on him with as many cocks as I want and have him pay for it.
That's exactly. Listen, if you find yourself in a position where you are being asked to participate in, or you find out you have indirectly been participating in a polyamory relationship, leave.
Get out.
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Quite ridiculous.
Oh, he's got his hand right on her ass.
It's just like, you know, the three-way survival guy. We tell you guys, don't do it.
That's right.
Unless you are not committed to this person and you flat out do not give a shit.
Or if you don't care.
Don't do it. Yeah. If you don't care, don't do it.
Like Will
Smith. You can do it. But
Will Smith's wife
is
now talking the whole divorce thing.
Why didn't she just do that before?
I don't know.
Because, you know, she claims in all those videos that resurfaced that she never wanted to marry him anyway. So why did you? Because you didn't have a career, and he did.
Yeah, she's going to get about $175 million.
Yeah, she piggybacked off of his fame,
uh-huh.
Probably. And then all the while, his soul is just getting crushed like it's inside of a trash compactor a little bit more every year. And then as soon as she got him where she wanted him, she just let that freak flag fly.
Yep. Or she just quit. I bet you she was doing it the entire time.
Probably.
She was just hiding it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I need to get rid of that shit.
Oh, I would never entertain another open relationship after being scarred by my experience with Lewis. Well, Lewis, the thing is, she was dumb enough to not understand the game.
So she put his real name in there. Lewis Nitrosov?
Yeah. He was Greek.
Okay.
Nitrous SOS. I don't know how to pronounce that. So they had a long-distance relationship for 4 years.
Mm.
And then, oh, my God. So he moved from Greece to London to live with her.
Uh-huh.
So automatically you can tell this is somebody who initiated a power play. Well, if he really loves me, he'll come to me. Yeah, because that always works out.
Well, yeah. And here's another thing is it's highly unadvisable to move into a woman's house.
No.
If you are going to play the game,
never
you're going to try to live together, both of you go to a neutral location.
Yep.
Start off fresh.
Because if you move into her house, it's always going to be her house and you're just in it.
That's right. Don't be that guy. I did that. I will never do that again.
Yep. This is confusing as all hell. I don't think that she's actually revealing everything. Now, this could be an older story because she definitely looks a lot older here than she does in these photos.
Mm-hmm.
But so 4 years of a long-distance relationship, and then as soon as they moved in, they were arguing about everything from money to work, and our sex life dwindled. I felt suffocated and missed the excitement you get from new love. Well, then don't get married.
Welcome to fucking adulting, you dumbass.
Oh, shit.
You think it's fucking easy and you're going to have this fucking roses and champagne all the time? No. Are you out of your fucking mind? People are going to smell. They're going to drop stuff. They're going to break your shit. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to crash your fucking car. Shit's going to happen.
Yep.
If you're not on point, don't do it.
Nope. And, oh, man, and never, ever, ever agree to a relationship with a woman like this. I love this. So she pitches the open relationship thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Our open marriage rules were simple. Always be honest with one another.
That's how it
so
starts.
When I slept with my ex, I called him right away to rub it in. That's how she forgot that part.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what it was all about.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And she slept with an ex.
Yep. And she admits right here, our open relationship was in reality one-sided. Lewis hated thinking of me with other men, but even though he was crazy with jealousy, he didn't ask for a divorce because he was either...
Well, he would get kicked out of the country.
He would, yeah, get kicked out of the country, or he was planning his revenge, which, as we can see here, is quite sweet.
Well, actually, you know, first of all, men, for the most part, have an easier time finding partners to marry. Women, not so much.
Yep.
If a man wants to get married, he can find a woman to marry. It might not last long, and I highly advise against it, but he can do it.
Yeah. Oh, man. This woman just buries herself in the and then pulls the topsoil over on top with a little rose on it. I confessed I still had feelings for my ex, and we'd grown close, which made him feel more insecure. He couldn't understand how I could love two men at the same time. You can't. Although he admitted to kissing other women, he told me he never had sex with them. But the tables turned when I found out he'd been sleeping with someone else, too. A friend showed me a loved-up photo of him. He was forced to come clean, and I was heartbroken. You started it.
That's right. Women causing the problem.
Wow.
And then crying about the problem that they started.
Ugh. So I'm going to give him permission to go out and bang a bunch of chicks, but... Oh, hang on.
I saw that one
right now. Then I'm going to get pissed when it finally happens, even though she's probably got a stacking test from here to the moon.
Yep. I was just going to say that. I mean, to be honest with you, she's 39. Probably that's an upper stratosphere, high altitude jump.
Yeah. Or, I mean, some of these chicks nowadays, the only thing that saves them from the sudden stop at the end is zero gravity, and they just float off into space and freeze to death.
Or they get so fat, they get caught in a time loop, and they just keep falling forever. They never hit the bottom.
Didn't Doctor Strange do that to Loki in the one movie? He's like, I have been falling for 2 hours. That was hilarious.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, man. And so I bet we're all wondering, even though we know the answer, where do these women learn this shit from? Oh, from their mothers, of course. When this chick here, Colleen Nolan, was 15, her mom slept with her boyfriend. Wow.
All right.
And her mom was 38 at the time.
Wow.
And married to her father still. Well, actually, I won't say married to her father. She was in a happy marriage. Well, allegedly.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to say allegedly as well. I mean, if she's shagging a 15-year-old and she's happily married, I would have to say that...
Not so happy. But hey, you know, he'd be the youngest 15-year-old with herpes syphilitis.
And here's another thing. Some of these women, or men, they do it too. You're in a relationship for 10, 15, 20 years. You have all of this time invested, money, you know, everything is all commingled. And you're going to throw that all away for 30 seconds of,
Yeah, I'm like...
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Dude,
it's called thinking. Stop doing it.
When you're that age, a slight breeze can soil your underpants if you're looking at a woman at the same time.
I know.
Like, it's like, it must be kind of cold over in that corner of the science lab. Somebody pulls their chair out the window.
After I packed
my gym shorts.
After I completed that 7-year hiatus, I look at the whole relationship dynamic completely different now.
Like, resets your perspective.
The thing that's important to me is if I can get along with them, if they don't bother me, because I'm telling you right now, an overwhelming majority of women you're going to run into when they open their mouth, sooner or later, after the penis wears off. Every time they open their mouth, it's going to be an orchestra of teeth and fingernails on a chalkboard, and somebody's fainting. It's not pleasant.
No.
I can't stand it.
Yeah. And when you're young and still thinking, you only get maybe a half hour of that, and they call it post-nut clarity.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, as you start to get older and you approach 30, sometimes that'll happen in the middle of it. And that's when it's most scarring.
Well, see, now it just happens prior.
Yeah.
You're like,
at least you can save yourself the trouble at that point. It's always the worst when it happens in the middle because you're like, oh, God, what am I doing? I have to talk to this bitch afterwards.
Hey! 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 You run the hell out of there.
What are you going to do?
The whole male-female dynamic of the Western world is fucked.
Yeah. And women are the ones who milked it to completion. Oh,
yes,
man.
They did.
And, you know, when you see this kind of shit happening in your family, you as an adult, if you don't handle it, if you don't get therapy, you hold a mirror up to it, and you just usually keep it going. In this case, this woman had a twin sister, and then the twin sister started banging her husband, apparently while she was pregnant.
That is such a fucked up family.
That is messed up.
Holy shit.
These are some you know, studying and brave, strong,
that's
independent
the kind of
women right there.
Listen, you don't... That's the kind of stuff you don't... You just quit talking to people for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You can't be around that kind of toxic bullshit. You need to just get away from it.
Or at the very least, they wind up on Jerry Springer and they, you know, get
well,
a nice paycheck
that,
for...
That one woman who said, I'll catch you outside, that was on.
Oh, the bad baby?
Yeah, yeah. She bought like a $1.6 million...
Yeah,
house, like a month and a half ago.
And I've seen what she looks like.
It's nothing special.
There's nothing special there at all.
I got
how
you.
The hell did she become a millionaire overnight on OnlyFans?
I have no idea. Well, all right. She was on a big talk show.
But still, I mean, men, these fucking men prop these chicks up, these mediocre women, and then they turn them into just... blood-guzzling attention whores, and then they wonder why they don't get laid. You prop up all these mediocre women to the point where they think that they can score eights, nines, and tens. Meanwhile, they're going around sporting a four-face and a four-and-a-half body.
Mm-hmm. And you have to drink them up to a six to get them in the bed.
Yeah, but because they got money being thrown at them by, you know, hand over fist, they think, oh, I decide my value.
Or you get the Cleopatra effect.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, I looked at the bust of Cleopatra. She's not that attractive. Okay.
No.
But she had a whole army at her disposal and a bunch of money. And everyone was trying to get with that. And in fact, she caused a huge civil war and hundreds of thousands of people to die horrible deaths because of a butterface. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, God.
Yeah, don't throw away civilizations over butterface.
You know, butterface, no.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.